This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Well, it's unfortunate it was decided there in overtime. Red Wings had a golden opportunity to win it in overtime. They had opportunities in regulation to snuff out the Caps. They couldn't get it done. They had to come from behind to tie things up at 3 in regulation, but they were able to do that. And then, alas, you hear the game-winning goal there by the soothing sounds of Ken Cal. And Stoney, it was just – it was utterly disappointing. It was a game the Red Wings needed to have. I mean, it's not – wouldn't have said it was a must win, but pretty close to
pretty
a must win.
Pretty damn close.
I mean,
I think Gator.
Because they ended up with a,
they
with
got
a
10
point.
They got 10 games left. It's safe to say that every game is a must win.
Yeah, I'm thinking, what do you think, 7-3? To feel comfortable they would make the playoffs,
yes.
If they went 7-3?
Yes.
So 7-3 would be 14 points. It would give them 93,
yes,
on the season. And if you got to 93 on the season, well, that would eclipse the 90-point total we put to the people, mm-hmm, before the last break there.
Right.
Is that enough? I think 93 would be enough to get you in the playoffs.
I think 93 would be enough. Now, the question is, was this season, if they get to 90 and don't make the playoffs, is it progress? Depends how you define progress. What were your expectations moving into the season? All I wanted from this season was for this team to be in a playoff hunt towards the end, the last week or two of the season. They've done that. So that expectation on my list has been made. Now, the goalposts were moved when they had the, 9-point lead before they went to the 7-game swoon. But if you try to step back, and it's hard to do, they have made progress, not as much as we want. I mean, this is, year 5 of Yzerman, okay? So the first year, it was shortened by 9 games right for COVID, or 11 games. They had 39 points. The following year, in 56 games, they had 48 points. In 21-22, they had 74 points. Last year, they had 80 points. This year, so far, they have 79. If they get to 90, which I think was a realistic expectation, you could sit there and say, yeah, they've made progress. But that doesn't make it good, because you still have this disappointment. You still have holes in this team. And look, I was, everybody always brings up, Ken Holland, when he said it takes 9-10 years to go from scratch to a playoff,
right,
to a championship contender. And I don't disagree with that. However, it shouldn't take more than 5 years to be a playoff team, and they're damn close. Next season, Steve's on the hot seat. You have to. This team has to get into the playoffs next year.
Well, let me ask you this, because before the season began, we take calls, obviously, on season predictions and all that, and it didn't seem like there were many Red Wing fans that felt that this was a playoff-caliber team. I did. I put them out there early on. I say they're going to make the playoffs. This is a good hockey team. I'm sorry. This is an above-average hockey team that deserves to make the playoffs. Did you think that this was going to be a team that made the playoffs going into the season?
No.
Okay. But expectations change when the,
yes,
season goes on. You see what happens. I guess
because I thought, because I thought, Cater, that teams like Buffalo and Ottawa, who were basically the same level and had, in my opinion, better younger, younger talent, were going to take the step up. Now Buffalo, I think, you watch out for them in the years. Their defense core is really, really good, with, and they got Tage Thompson as well. And Ottawa has been a real disappointment. But I never thought Philadelphia would be any good.
And yet here they are.
Yes.
Although they're starting to dive a little bit at the end of the season.
Well, their goalie's out for the year because of a sexual, that whole thing in the junior hockey deal with Carter Hart. That whole, he was part of that situation.
But you're asking the question, is it progress for this team if they get 90 points but don't make the playoffs? So where is the progress on the Red Wings? Is it progress that you're seeing Lucas Raymond develop into a pretty good player, and he's only 21 years old?
Yes.
I kind of like that. Good to see that, that he's got 24 goals this year, and he's kind of he's getting ready to set career highs in just about everything. The Wings as a team have a baker's dozen right now of players that have double-digit goal totals, and they might get a 14th, though not likely, but they could with Mo Sider has 8 goals right now. You have to look at the development of the younger players. I'm not sure I would say Mo Sider's taken a step forward this year.
No, he hasn't, but I don't think he's necessarily taken a step back.
No, but
either.
He set the bar pretty high.
Yes.
Right? And so has he gotten better this year? I don't know if I would argue that at all. I think there have been some other things that have gone well for them. I like how Michael Rasmussen has played. I think he deserved to get that contract extension. They need somebody who's big,
Joe Valeno has not gotten any better.
Valeno's been better than I thought he was going to be, but he's not emerged as somebody that's like, hey, point every other game, 40-point-a-year guy. From that standpoint, it's disappointing because you need young guys to step forward, and he's a young guy that hasn't taken
And you know who else has been a little disappointing is DeBrincat. He really has. I mean, I don't know. What's he have, 24 goals?
Yeah.
Okay. People thought I would get him, 40 goals. Maybe that was a little lofty. He seems to be really a front runner. Now, last night, he scored a big goal. It was nice to get him off the schneid for a little bit. If he's going to be that guy, he has to help carry this team along with, and Kane. He's not a good defensive player, but Kane's done everything that you could thought
he's
of.
Been he great.
Was be. He's been fine.
He's been better than fine. He's a weapon on the power play, and you know what he is defensively. I don't care if he's a liability. You need to have somebody occasionally.
Well, that's Sprong. I love the signing of Sprong, and he can score, but he's obviously his defensive ability is nowhere because he's a scratch a lot now.
But he's also nowhere near what Patrick Kane is.
No, obviously, but you need to bring it to be a star, and they don't have as good as Larkin is.
They don't have stars. They need someone who's and Larkin. Look, he's point of game, which
he's
I love.
I think he's without a doubt
the most valuable player the Red Wings have. But they need to find somebody in the off season who is a step above even what Dylan Larkin is. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We've got John is first up here on 97 won the ticket. Hey, John.
Hey, Scott, Mike, good to hear you, Mike, again.
Thank you.
Nice to hear you. Yeah. So you had asked if it would be a disappointment if they got to 90 points, didn't make the playoffs.
No,
yeah,
I just said it's 90 points. I said it's 90 points progress for the team.
Okay, maybe some progress, but right. I'm still disappointed with it. I can't, for the life of me, these lineups every night. Why is Zarnik in the lineup? Okay, I know you just mentioned Sprong. Sprong, you're leaving 22 goals on the bench. I mean, defensively, he's not the best, but he gets, he's one of the hustlers in the corner, along with, I guess, Fisher lately has been very good as well. But you're right about DeBrincat, too. Maybe it's just his stature doesn't promote himself to be, I mean, yes, Kane's not defensive at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out of DeBrincat. And what about Justin Hall? Why is Petrie still playing? for crying out loud.
Because Justin, look.
Sometimes some of the things that he does is not right to me. But you got Justin Hall. It took them, what, 65 games to get Edmonton up into the lineup? And you mean to tell me that they've got, you know, that there's better options than that? I mean, it's great to see him playing now. And also Jonathan Bergen. He sometimes looks like he's lost. But give him the shot. I mean, you know, it was good to see Perron finally get a goal.
Berger
got sent. Berger got sent down. I don't think he hears us because he just keeps rambling. Get him off.
Yeah. Slow down.
I don't know, man. I'm just frustrated, just like you guys are. They had to win that game last night.
All right.
Glad they got a.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah. All right. Things.
There's a lot.
What the, he sounds like Jack. He sounds like a golfer recapping
like last
his round.
Night with Washington. So I don't know. I'm just.
I'm sorry, guys. You never stopped. I had to keep putting it back up.
Is the shark on vacation too? The shark with Doug. Oh my God.
That was something.
All right.
I tell you what. There's a lot to unpack there. Yes. We're up against it. We're going to unpack whatever the hell he was trying to get to. There was a lot. And we will get to that as well. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. 90 points for the Red Wings this year. If they get to 90 points, but don't make the playoffs, would you consider that progress? There is only progress if they make the playoffs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.